I read where you were described as mild-mannered and unassuming. Is that really an accurate description of you? Mild-mannered and unassuming? In other words, that's a laugh.
Well, I tend to say what I believe or think, and some people, that's an asset, and some people, it's a liability. That's just the way it is.
So to follow your life, somewhere in here, you were married, right?
I got married in 1952, the year after I quit playing basketball.
And her name was?
Carlin Lay, L-E-A.
Okay.
She and I had gone to high school together over at Will Rogers.
Out of college, then, what is your first business? What do you do?
I went to work for my dad. And that's one reason that I wasn't a very good student. I knew I had a job. Most of my buddies didn't know they were going to have a job or what it was going to be, so many of them made good grades. I didn't, because I knew I was going to work for my dad, which, in retrospect, I'm not liking very well. I wasted a lot of time and intellect where I could have been developing intellect, because you realize that in a four-year college life for most people, it's the only time in their life that they have nothing to think about except education. I did not take advantage of those years.
You still graduated in 4 years.
Yeah.
And you did get a degree.
Yeah.
You're wondering how much knowledge you took with you, though. Is that what you're wondering?
But I left a lot I could have taken with me. Yes, I did.
By the way, why the spelling of using an S instead of a Z in the Dan P. Holmes organization?
You know, I told you that I hated to be thought of as average.
Yeah.
You're average. Every person that sees it asks me the same question. And I did it because I was going to change the name of my company from Burt B. Holmes and Associates to something. About that time on television, I saw a television ad for the RANK organization, R-A-N-K, organization, S-A-T-I-O-N, in London. They had IBM over there and then some entertainment stuff at the same time. I thought, if I use organization, spell it that way, people will ask. And everyone asks. We've sent that to printers. They've changed it, sent it back. We made them go reprint material. And it served the purpose. And I learned about that in marketing at TU, about trying to set yourself apart from other people. I did that with that, and it's been very effective.
But that was Dan P. Holmes. That was your father's name.
No, his name was Dan P. Holmes and Associates.
Oh, I see.
And I left him, and then I named it Burt B. Holmes and Associates when I left for about 8 or 9 years. Then I changed it to the Holmes Organization. Yeah.
Okay.
My dad and I did not compete against each other, but I think at that time I was trying to differentiate myself from him somewhat.
Why did you have to leave? Why did you leave?
Because he didn't want me to own any part of the business. He just wanted me to work there, and that didn't work for me very well.
So there came a day you realized...
10.5 years after I went to work for him, I left.
He told you you're not going to own any of this?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
So you went out on your own?
Yes, I did. Called a fraternity brother of mine who's an accountant. I'm not good at that. I said, hey, look, I'm leaving my dad on January 1. I need someone to run the insides, the insurance agency, the administration. You're an accountant. You know how to do all that stuff. I'll give you 10% of the deal. If you will do that, I will do all the selling, bring in the business. And that's what we did do.
When your father passed on, his organization went where? What happened to that?
My brother worked for him. And my brother worked for him while I was with him, too. He was 2 years younger than I. He stayed with him. I tried to get my brother, when I left, to come with me. He would not. And after my dad died, I said, look, Dan, why don't you come on over here and join us? He said, no. He said, I've never had a chance to do anything up here in management. I want a chance to run this business. He did do that, and it did not go well. Probably 4 or 5 years later, he called me one day and said, hey, I think I need to come on over there with you guys. So we moved what business he had left. He'd lost most of my dad's business. What he had left with us, we took care of it. And fortunately for him, a year after he got to us, he had open heart surgery, and he would have no one up there able to run his business when that happened. And so I was happy that we were together for that reason.
Well, I don't need to meddle anymore, but obviously...
Hey, you can ask me any question. We are what I call pushing and shoving. I don't have any egos involved in any of these issues.
So there was an estrangement then between you and your father.
About 18 years.
So there was no sitting around the Thanksgiving table or maybe celebrating Christmases together.
Maybe occasionally. Occasionally, we went on and still did that, yeah, but it was not pleasant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was upset with my mom because she ratified his acts. But now I know that women in that era, that was much the way that they were brought up. And I did not know that at the time, did not understand it. So I was estranged with her for quite some time. And towards the latter part of her life, she and I got back a lot closer. We weren't close, but a lot closer. And I was happy it turned out that way.
But with your father to his dying day, this was still an issue.
Yeah.
Between the two of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you look back on that with regrets?
No. No, that, I did the right thing for me.
You're probably saying he should have looked back on it with regret.
I don't know. I don't think of those issues very much.
Right.
However, that word regret, I did learn a lot a little later on when I got a divorce and how to use that word. But no, I did the right thing for me.